What's up, Bacon and Babel listeners? We're in the living room. Ooh, watching the Territorial Cup.
Yeah.
And I picked ASU. And my beautiful breastfeeding wife.
Hey.
Oh. Wow. We might be working on kid number 3 pretty soon. With that type. Can bring it in the heat with that.
Yeah.
She picked the Wildcats.
I did. And they're not winning.
No. They're not. I don't know what we missed, but it was obviously pretty good. Zoe! Disgusting.
And it's funny, because the last game that you went to was this
rivalry game. Mm-hmm.
And same with me. Years and years ago at U of A with my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And U of A won.
See, mine was with my dad and sister at ASU. ASU won. Big.
Like, dominated.
Yeah. Just eat that one first, and I'll give you another puff. How about that?
Oh, so this is at U of A?
Yes. Bear down!
It is a crazy stadium.
It is a pretty cool stadium.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just have a love of stadiums, so it doesn't matter. I think all stadiums are cool.
Yeah, you do. And I don't actually have, like, a huge preference ASU over U of A. I never went to either.
Yeah, neither did I.
But, you know.
And I don't root for NAU.
True that. Does NAU even play?
Yeah.
When?
They're in, at the same time. They're an FCS school.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they just play other smaller universities.
Oh, okay. I don't think we've ever watched them play.
They're
almost never televised.
They would be, like, Fox Sports, Arizona, Fox Sports.
Okay.
Channels sometimes. But they play like some schools in Idaho, Weber State over in California.
Oh, okay.
But usually on an unprecedented year, at the end of the day, they usually play.
At the end of the day.
Actually, it's at the beginning of the year. They switch off between either playing ASU or U of A. And they always get their asses handed to them. It's just a warm-up game for the bigger school.
Oh. Well, if people hear babies... You know, I'm trying to wake one up currently.
Right.
To get her to eat.
I'm just trying to feed one puffs.
She loves puffs.
Turns out she loves these little poofs. They're not bad.
No, they taste pretty good. I definitely got scarred with them for a little bit. She's getting better because she has all of her teeth almost. Like, she's teething.
Oh. Currently.
Yeah, and she's getting some of her molars in.
Right. Oh, that sounds painful. Those things are big. Molars?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't know what I was talking about there,
painful.
Huh?
Those things are big. Yeah, my boobs. I'm producing so much milk this time.
Yeah, you are.
And little baby girl was keeping up. Now she's not.
No, it's because she's just sleeping all the time.
I know.
All the time.
I wake her up for eating.
Right.
But then she goes back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Almost immediately. Except for at night. But last night was not bad.
No, not from what... If, I guess... I woke up with you out of the bed.
Yes, or out of the room. Cried.
Right. And then I kept waking up and checking to see if you were back, and you weren't ever back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I had a pee, and she was like, you know, cross. Like, it was like she was in my armpit.
Oh, shoot.
No, it's okay. You know. So I guess my distress of having to pee and you being gone just made it seem worse.
Right. Did you go pee when I came back?
No. Oh. I was asleep.
Oh. Yeah.
Give me that. You're not done with that one.
Charlie, wake up.
Don't trick me like
this
that.
This is what we do. Charlie, wake up.
You have one in your hand you're eating. Now you get another one. Yeah, you little glutton. Don't give me that.
What a good crunch.
Yeah. Right in my face. Yeah. You're so angry right now. I'm sorry. Yeah, all right.
She's going to be telling us off forever.
Yeah, pretty soon here.
Man, I can't wait to be on day shift.
Oh, it's going to be nice. I know. Sleeping at night?
Yeah.
It's where you're supposed to be.
That's how it's been for like the last year.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be terrible going back tonight.
So. Uh-huh.
Hopefully something happens. I think about it so much just because, like, oh, my babies and you at night and
right.
Everything.
Yeah. It's definitely something that's, you know, worrisome.
Mm-hmm. If she was in a crib or something, it wouldn't be as bad.
No.
Because then you could get up, take care of one, or right. Whatever.
And not wake up Ira.
Yeah, or not worry about her falling off the bed.
Right. But she's not. So, yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will. We'll have to. And we have to.
Not that we always do, we just have to. Well, you want to get into this little story of ours?
Yeah.
About Jack and Diane? Oh, I mean...
Brannica.
Well, we were in the hospital on purpose.
11:21. We went in at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Got there at 5:30.
Right when we needed to.
We're kind of locked out of the hospital.
Right. Yeah, basically, we had to go through the emergency room.
Yeah.
I had to go through the emergency room.
Yeah.
It's ass.
Yeah, we kept calling to see how to get in to get for our appointment to birth this sweet little lady. And they're like, oh, just wait there. Someone will come.
They did.
They did, but then you weren't allowed to come. And then later found out that it was a weird thing that they didn't let you come through that entrance, that you had to go through emergency and then walk through the whole hospital just right. To come back.
Just, yeah. Yeah, some random nurse just had to walk me to you.
Yeah.
12 months later.
And then we were finally reconnected, and then you had to leave again to make sure
that so
you
good.
Weren't... abusing me.
Oh yeah, that's usual. I mean, everybody has to ask.
Yeah.
You that, not anybody else.
Right. Like, what about me? What if I've been abused? What if I've been made to come here?
I did ask that to you though, but I guess that went on deaf ears.
Because I beat you, and I didn't.
Not off. Like it. Clearly, we have babies.
Nope. The C-section went well.
Yeah.
Like, with Ira, I was not, like, there, really.
No, and I think, you know, 30 hours of pre-labor forcing you to try to get into labor or to dilate, being exhausted, hungry AF.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't in tip-top shape like you were this time.
Right.
Like, we slept in our own bed. We got a big dinner. Like, yeah. We weren't nervous of going into anything. We were just, okay, let's go have a baby.
Right. We knew we were going to get there, and then a few hours later, we were going to have a baby. You know.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw them.
I did see.
You did see the Sun Devils score again.
Yes, I did.
You did see that?
I did see that.
Yeah. That was a 20-yard rush.
About to be 21-0. All right. Doubt they're going to go for a 2-point conversion.
Nah, yeah, I doubt it. It'd be nice, though. But yeah, so this time, I mean, like, and I mean, I got some great pictures of...
Oh, my gosh.
Charlie coming out of you.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. And I think I was more focused on you and making sure you're okay.
the first time with Ira.
Right, because it was just like, never mind, we're going to do that, like,
let's go.
C-section, like, we're let's do this.
Oh. I'm okay. Puff. All right. So, like, I guess this time, like, I've been there, so I could take pictures. I could, like, yeah, I've been there before. So it was, I could look around a little bit.
Right.
Oh, yes. But yeah, I got the beautiful live photo of you and Charlie being birthed.
Yeah, coming out of my body. Crazy.
You knew what was going on this time. You were totally out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like, like I realized what was going on. It seemed like a longer process, and that was probably due to me not sleeping or falling asleep the whole time.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, it was different. So, like, but then this time I also feel like, what was happening this time?
You were having pressure.
Yeah, or I was having more pain.
You could feel more.
This time around. Yeah, I could feel more.
Well, I mean, you were just with it.
Yeah. Yeah, everything.
Everything was heightened.
Mm-hmm.
Want some more?
But, I mean, like, healing in the hospital wasn't too bad. Like, you know, the first 24 hours or whatever, I guess, I was allowed to have the Toradol.
Oh, right.
And, like, ibuprofen and, you know, the stool softener or whatever. But this time they took out the catheter early. They took it out before I had, like, a bowel movement.
Which was really nice.
Yeah, because last time I had to wait to have the catheter taken out until I had a bowel movement.
And it feels like with Ira, we were on lockdown since you had, well, everything. She had a little baby diabetes. Yeah. Like, everything was checked. We're always being monitored.
Yeah.
And so, and then come to this time, we're just kind of left alone.
Yeah.
We need to check your vitals. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
It was a much, much different scenario.
True, because last time, I mean, they were coming in to check my blood sugar, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Wow. Oh. That's on record.
That is.
Of Charlie farting up a storm.
That Yeah,
or sharding up a storm.
More of a poop.
It's a poop.
She's a 2.5-week-old baby, so we'll allow it. Actually, she's almost 3 weeks tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Crazy. So our hospital experience was pretty good. Like, you know, the sad part was just, like, leaving Ira.
Right.
And then coming back to Ira, like, a full, like, little baby toddler and
getting off the bed.
Not like the little honey we left her. Like, it's just weird.
So, we went on a Saturday. We left Monday afternoon.
Yeah. We left Monday. I feel like, my recovery this time was, like, harder.
Yeah, second major surgery in the same exact fashion.
Yeah, within, a year. that's okay. Like, I had more pain in the hospital and stuff like that. And then, like, when you and I came out of the hospital a few days later, you and I weren't feeling that good.
No.
And
from Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, like, you had the chills one night, and we were like, huh, like, that's kind of, it was weird for you, because you're never like that, like, where you're, like, grabbing blankets, putting on clothes, like, you know, house wasn't that cold.
I want to say that was the night after you had the chills.
Was it the night after?
Yeah.
Okay, so, the first night that I had them, they were so dramatic, and I just, like, couldn't stop my body from shaking, and
it
the
was,
chills.
It was pretty traumatic.
It seemed traumatic, but it was like I
traumatic or dramatic.
Dramatic and traumatic because like I could not stop my body from doing that. Like
right.
You know, and I was like, this is ridiculous.
It was a solid 4 minutes of teeth chattering.
Yeah, like teeth chattering, but like also my body just shaking. Like I couldn't like stop it. And I started crying. Which I was like, you know, healing from a C-section, trying to breastfeed, like dealing with like whatever was happening to me at the time, like and lack of sleep because remember when we brought home Charlie, she was not sleeping.
No.
That first night she was like
you were up every hour.
Like and not just like like she just was waking up within every hour. So it was like crazy. But anyway, so then it happened to Kyle. And then Kyle and I are like, huh, do you think we have COVID?
Like, nah.
Yeah, nah.
Just that denial.
Yeah, and so, and eventually, I had lost my sense of taste and smell. Which, Kyle and I were still thinking, like, okay, I was thinking, like, I have a sinus infection.
Right.
And then he's thinking, like, okay, maybe we just have, like, a cold or something. We got tested. Even after we got tested, we were like, no, we don't have this.
Because by then we're starting to... Well, let's see. Like, we started to feel bad Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, we were zonked. Like, I went to change... I went to put on pants on Ira. Did that, and then I had to lay on the ground for a while to recoup some energy. Like, it was terrible.
Yeah, we weren't really eating. Like, you lost a bunch of weight. Yeah. I know I lost weight, but I don't know what, like...
Right.
Because you just lose weight after having a baby, you know.
And breastfeeding.
Yeah. But so, but, like...
I had a massive migraine for a few days.
Yeah, you did. And we finally broke it with the Fiore set.
And, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And then the over the, or the behind the counter.
Sudafed. Sudafed, yeah. And then, like, we got tested on Saturday, then we got our results Monday morning, and we were super surprised when they came back positive.
What? We had almost every symptom? Have COVID?
Yeah, we did really have every symptom. And then, like, the loss of taste and smell for me lasted, like, way too long.
It's like every spring for me. I lose that sense.
Yeah, and I was like bitching about it the whole time because I was like, this is terrible. Like, why don't you complain about this more? Like, this like makes your life like loss of joy.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
food is just mush. It's just textures.
Yeah, it's disgusting. You don't want to eat. I mean, we didn't eat. We weren't eating that much.
No. Eating seemed difficult.
Yeah. And I couldn't taste anything, or couldn't smell anything, you know, like, don't tell them that, with the carrots.
Oh, might as well. You already brought it up.
So I was making, what was I making?
There was a corned beef.
Oh, corned beef. I was making crock roast.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I was making corned beef in a crock pot. And,
well, that's not the funny part.
No, it's not. I'm laughing because of what I did. So I cut up all the onions and the potatoes, and I put them in there, and I put the corned beef in there. And I'm like, oh, look, we still have this whole bag of carrots. And, you know, baby carrots come in a bag, and they're wet. They're, like,
always
wet, you know? So, like, they tend to go bad fast, you know, if you don't eat them quickly.
And we don't.
We don't. And actually, like, I had originally bought those carrots for Titus as a snack.
Oh.
And then I think Titus might have a little allergic
issue
with carrots.
Yeah, it's weird.
So I stopped giving them to him because I didn't want to push it. You know, like, he doesn't get a major reaction, but he gets a little rash on his face.
A little rashy.
You know? we had all those in there. So I take one out, I eat one, and I'm putting, like, the rest in there, and then I eat another one, and I put the rest in the crock pot. And, like, I get to the bottom of the bag, and I feel one that is kind of slimy. And I'm like, hold on. Because I literally lost my other senses, right? So taste and smell are gone. So now I'm feeling this slimy carrot, like, oh my God, did it go bad? That's like a sign that it's like starting to go bad, you know? So I turned to Kyle and I'm like, Kyle, can you smell these? And he's like, those are bad. Like, they're definitely a turd. And I was like, are you sure?
Yeah, they all smell like vinegar.
And then I like took one out that didn't feel. I was like, what does this smell? Yes, it smells. It's all bad. I was like, oh my God, I ate one. No, I ate two. So I proceeded to take all of everything out of the crock pot.
I was a little worrisome that the whole crock pot was going to taste like vinegar from this disgusting carrots. And it didn't.
No.
So I don't know if it just like boiled just all of that nastiness out.
I know.
It was gross.
So, which I wouldn't have tasted anyway because I basically, the whole time we were eating that meal, I couldn't taste or smell. So it was just warm broth and, you know.
Potato.
Yeah, I was basically just eating for texture at that point. Like, even when I would do the popcorn and the
Chex Mix,
I couldn't taste it, but it was just for the texture factor. And then, like, so Kyle and I quarantined. We didn't go anywhere. My mom brought everything to us. Groceries included. My sister sent us, like, DoorDash, gift card to, like, order food. My cousin Mandy was like, let me know, I'll order you guys food, you know.
Yeah, super, everybody's been super nice.
Yeah.
Super helpful.
Yeah. So, you know, thankfully, my parents are close.
No kidding.
And are willing to help.
And then what, Wednesday we had to go to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we had to go back to the emergency room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I had sat down with Charlie, and then I went to get up, and I heard, like, a pop in my belly button. And then just this, like, intense pain. And then I felt, like, this little bump in there. And so my dad did, like, Teladoc, and we found out that, like, it could be, like, a hernia or something like that. So they were like, go to the ER. So I went to the ER. Kyle was not allowed to go in with me because we had to tell them that I had, that we both have COVID anyways.
God, and it's...
Which wouldn't have mattered. Even if I didn't have COVID, he still wouldn't have been allowed because you can't have any visitors. So they took me back, and unfortunately when I got seen, I had to be seen with the COVID patients since we told them that I was positive for COVID. So she's walking us back there. She's like asking me like my symptoms and everything, and I'm telling her, and she was like, that your belly button? Like, and I was like, yeah, I'm not being seen for COVID, but we had to tell them that we have it, so we're not going into the healthy, you know, area.
I'm not here for COVID. I'm here with COVID.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. Like, I'm not here for COVID. I'm here with COVID. And so she was like, oh, she was like, okay, wait a second. Let me ask. So I stop walking. You know, I stand in the hallway and she's like, keeps walking. She's like, oh no, you can keep, like, let's keep walking. I'm like, okay. I was playing with her piggy. It's a little piggy bank.
Oh, okay. I love you. I'll turn it back on when we're done.
So,
Want another puff?
So, and Brianna is, I can't come back there, so, and our Ira and Charlie are with Nick and Lydia. And so I just came home and, like, started piddling around the house cleaning stuff. Getting updates.
Yeah. And so I'm walking back there and I'm seeing, like, you know, they have gurneys in the hallway. People are in the hallway. They have people congregated in common areas, like, with COVID, trying to treat people outside of rooms. And it was definitely crazy to see that, like, you know, especially when they're like, oh yeah, the hospitals are prepared, like, you know, we have plans. I'm like, unless that is their plan. It's just like treating people in like hallways and stuff. So when I got there, they had me sit in this common area where they were treating like 7 other people.
Wow.
One was in a bed, you know. A few others were in just in those chairs that they have in the rooms, like, you know, what you used when we were going with Ira. So some people were just laying in those chairs getting treated, having hooked up to IVs and everything. And, you know, and then I felt weird being there because I was like, I feel like I'm not as bad as these people. Like, I feel like I'm going to get something worse.
Right.
Again, you know, again, or get reinfected or whatever.
COVID plus.
Yeah. And so, you know, they put me in, like, this chair, and they're like, okay, asking me my symptoms and everything. And they're like, oh, so your symptoms are not bad. Yeah, I'm not here for COVID. I'm here because my belly button hurts. And I just had a C-section 11 days ago, like, here, like, can we, like, just take a look at that, you know, like... And then it just seemed like people just kept coming in, like, can I check your vitals? Like, oh, how are you doing? Like, oh, yeah, you're getting a little bit more of a fever. Like, okay, but I'm not here for COVID. Like, you know, just my belly button. Like, can we, you know, it was just like wires were crossed or something. Like, they were assuming that everybody there were just there for...
Right. With the...
Yeah, you get COVID treatment. But then they ended up releasing me like a few hours later with unknown abdominal pain.
Well, like, can you describe your room?
My room was crazy. There was nothing in it. There was no bathroom. There was no handles. The handles on the sink had been removed and replaced with bolts so that you couldn't use the sink. There was a camera in the room. There was a TV, but it was in a box with a piece of plexiglass. Yeah, plexiglass over it. And you know, I kept wanting to ask if the camera was working or whatever because. At one point, the doctor had come in and was like, okay, like, when the nurse comes in, take off your clothes and put on a gown. And then I was thinking, like, wonder if that camera's being watched by someone, right. You know. And then the nurse came in, she was like, oh, you don't need to do that. You can just pull down your tights when he comes in. And then he came in and he was like, you don't have a gown on it. And I was like, they told me not to. Like, they said this would be fine. And so he came in and he literally just like pressed on my stomach, looked at the scar, and then was like, okay, I'll call your OB. And then I never talked to the doctor again. Like, the nurse came in, nobody had any answers.
Really? I haven't talked to the OB either.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, I think, yeah, they definitely called your doctor because... that's why he's releasing you. And I said, okay, well, did they give like any notes or whatever? She's like looking through the paperwork because she doesn't know either. It was just like, you know, I think they were so busy with people having COVID, like, it was hard to like put their focus on anything else. Shit. ASU is killing U of A.
Yeah. Two very losing teams. Rashad White, 93-yard touchdown rush.
Dang.
Yeah, find your pipe and smoke it.
So, anyways, yeah, the whole thing was, like, strange. They're basically like, it's too soon after your C-section to diagnose you with anything else. So, like, once that heals, if you're still having the pain, then go ahead and come back. Or just get in touch with your OB. And then it's funny because when you call your OB, they're like, oh, just go to the ER. Especially right now that when I told them that I had COVID, like, they're not going to see me in the office for anything.
Nope.
You know, so it was, like, looking back now, it would, like, not so bad. But, like, I was definitely, like, a little bit, like, mentally down.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was, like, I couldn't catch a break with my healing with my C-section. Like,
no.
I was having, like, you know, and those pains have died down a little bit, but, like, remember those really painful, like, thing, like, what, that I have on the one side where they put the mesh?
Yeah.
Like, where it just wouldn't stop,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then just, like, lack of sleep and breastfeeding and all that kind of stuff.
And then,
like,
COVID.
And having COVID. It was just, like, really stressful and not being able to, like, leave the house.
Right.
You know, the only time we left the house was for COVID tests.
Mm-hmm.
So, then we had gotten tested again so that we would be sure that not to have it once Titus came. I had gotten a text saying that my test was negative. Kyle got a text saying that his test was positive. And we were like, huh.
And of the two of us, I was feeling much better.
Yeah, you were. And, like, I still have, like, the congestion in my face.
Right, and the dizziness.
And the dizziness. I don't know why that hasn't gone away. It was just kind of, like...
It was weird.
The dizziness is very weird.
Because it was just, whoa.
Yeah. I'm and dizzy. I meant to say this earlier, but it's so funny because, like, when you get to the hospital, they make you stop before you even go in and, check yourself for, like, the symptoms of COVID. And on there was, like, it was, like, shaking that you can't stop. And I was like, oh, my God, I definitely had that, like mm-hmm. the shaking and the chills, you know? And people were, like, I remember even when we told my parents that we had that, or Nicole, too, they were like, that's not a symptom. And I was like, oh, for sure it is a symptom. Kyle and I both had it, you know? And so, man, it's just been a crazy few weeks, and I was sad, too, because, like, having COVID, like, I couldn't get newborn pics for Charlie.
No.
Like, we had for Ira. Like, Ira has all these cute little newborn pictures, and Charlie won't really have those.
No. But, you know, different time.
Yeah.
But, like, because, I mean, we even got tested earlier this week.
Yeah, then we got tested this week to prepare for having Titus.
Right. So we could feel safe having him here.
Yeah. And it turned out we were still positive.
Yeah. I mean, and that's two... I mean, it was over 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, we had to make, like, the hard decision to, like, not take Titus this weekend because we didn't want to take the chance of, like... It's close enough that we felt like there is a chance that there's potential for us to still give it to him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got tested before 14 days, but just by, like, a day or two.
Right.
And, we were like, okay, what if he comes into the house and it's just, he dies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, gets the chills and all that stuff, and it'd be terrible. And then, like, us infecting him could then turn, like, to him infecting us again.
Right.
You know, however, like, you know.
Or even if, like, so he's here, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he doesn't start getting sick until Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all those kids at school.
Yeah, and that's what you have to think about, too, like, which I think a lot of people, like, haven't, you know, considered other people. Like, even if they get it, they're like, okay, well, now I'm not having symptoms, like, I'm gonna go out or whatever. But it's like, that's how this pandemic started. You know, we're like, oh no, we're fine, we'll take Titus, and then Titus goes to school, and then however many kids he comes into contact with, you know.
And another fumble recovery?
God.
Yeah, they're pretty terrible.
You guys suck. So,
it's a fumble. And a recovery.
Okay, no drunk baby. So, yeah, it's been crazy for us.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, we asked to tell Titus on FaceTime that we wouldn't be, you know, taking him this weekend.
Yeah.
And You know, we told him the story, and he was putting stuff together. And so he was like, so I can't come over? Because, I mean, he knows that it's our weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, bud. And you just see his whole...
I know.
The water spigots turned down on that one.
I know. And then I started...
Yep.
Like, I started before even he started, because I can tell, like... You know, you can tell when he's getting ready, or when he's trying to hold it back a little bit or something, and he goes, yeah. And you're like, oh, no, you know, just stop, you know.
Yeah.
And he, like, doesn't. You're like, God damn it, you know, like, because he doesn't cry like that very often where it's, like, this, like, genuine pain, you know.
No.
Like, usually it's, like, when he's trying to get something or he's annoyed. He got, yeah. But yeah, it was so sad.
What?
But you know, at the end of the day.
Son of a bitch.
I did that on purpose.
I know you did. I used to load it down for me. It's a little burn.
At least we know that he'll be healthy.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I feel like it is the most responsible thing.
Well, it would suck to then, like, if he did get it from us, to not have him for the 8 days.
Yeah, we wouldn't.
Because then there would have been a potential to, like, where he gets sick there, and then they're quarantining with him. We don't get him for our break.
Right.
Because then we're, like, infecting all of us again, you know?
Ugh, crappy.
It was definitely like the domino effect. Like, that's, I feel like that's how you and I talked through it, was like, okay, technically we can still take it because we did everything the CDC told us to.
Right.
But we took a test again and it was positive. So what do we do here, you know?
No, you do the responsible thing and you suck it up. Damn, I screwed again. 34 right now. I know. And they have the Sparky on their helmet. Oh, that's why. They haven't had Sparky on their helmet in seasons, in years. Just the pitchfork. I don't like it. I want old school Sparky. Ooh, good move.
Yeah, the new Sparky was like Botox and weird.
Yeah. I just like it. Like the classic uniform like that. I like that one the most.
I do like the color. The maroon color.
That was a nice dark maroon.
I feel like if they did all dark maroon, it would look way sharper.
Mm.
Dark maroon pants, you know.
And then the copper going up.
Mm-hmm.
Copper striping. Yeah, baby. Yeah, well, so we had COVID.
We had COVID.
/ have COVID, so.
I know.
So frustrating. Between that, like having a baby, getting our baby sick, you know, Ira wasn't feeling good for a few days. She did have the poops.
Yeah, which is what we were told, that like luckily the babies aren't getting it that bad.
Yeah.
But that's how they were describing it to me in the hospital, that the babies have more digestive issues.
Yeah.
So.
But, and, you know, and not being able to see family.
Yeah.
Even if they wanted to or not.
Like, if we're talking about my side of the family, then they probably were wanting to come.
Every single day of their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. My family. Hit or miss.
Yeah, your mom was giving us excuses as to why she doesn't call
FaceTime.
And they were all terrible.
I get up early.
And then I get home from work. And then I have to eat.
And cook.
Call us while you're cooking. That's what we do.
Yeah. Come talk to us while you're eating.
Yeah.
We've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's okay.
That's my family.
We've come to peace with
it. Kind of. Ish. I get grumpy about it.
I get grumpy about it.
But is it like our families are the polar opposites?
Yeah, it's true.
You have outgoing love for each other and stay connected.
And I've never seen my parents kiss.
I love you. The only thing I get grumpy about is the, like...
The favoritism towards one of the children.
Yeah. And just, like, you know, wanting that for all of our children.
Yeah.
I mean, even our other lovely co-host, Chris, had said it one day, like, your parents didn't come? Or, like, didn't ask to come? Or,
oh, yeah.
You know, like...
Or didn't even try to like, FaceTime or nothing.
Yeah, like, if we don't do that.
Like, he felt bad.
He did. I was like, he, and you kind of were, like, changing the subject a little bit, and he was still like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He was.
You know, if it's not, like, inside their circle of things to do, they don't give a fuck.
Well, and then, like, I kind of, like, wanted to say something like, to your mom. I was like, oh... Like, Carrie got your guys' FaceTime call, but she was doing this. Why doesn't she text you and tell you that? Why did she tell your mom?
That she was sleeping? Yeah.
Because, what, like, we may not have even talked to your mom the next day. We may not have found that out for another week if we hadn't called in another week. You know?
Yeah, by then, that information would be gone.
Yeah.
And who would have cared? I didn't even care the last time when we heard.
That's true. Ridiculous. I love you.
I love you too.
So, you know. Aw. Is it your pan? Ira's so good at, like, playing.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome. Independently already.
She does her little thing. She comes and visits us. Thank you. She, like, always expects our food when we're eating.
Yep. Which is cool.
It is.
You have a good palate.
We've cut back on the spiciness.
Ugh, yeah. Turns out you're weak, so we have to anyway.
Yeah, you know, I've heard this, that, like, sometimes after pregnancy, like, your palate changes even sometimes, or some things, like, affect you more.
Really?
But I think I've always been kind of affected by heat.
Yeah,
like, in my food. I've always liked it.
Right.
But it's always gotten to me where I get, like, the runny nose, and I'm like, oh my gosh, or, like, I have to have, like, when we get Thai food, like, I have to have Thai tea, you know. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
So cute.
I was giving these little kisses now, kind of.
And rubbing your leg.
And rubbing my leg. She's adorable.
She's very cute.
But she's definitely a little daddy's girl.
Hello, mom.
What do you mean? She loves you to death.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Okay.
Damn.
I'm trying to break my toe.
Baby's All right. I think that's it.
I think so. Yeah. I mean,
we had COVID.
We had COVID.
We had the vid. We did so well.
We did. And that was the thing. We did so well.
We didn't go out. We didn't go to any birthday parties. No. And do anything stupid.
But here's the thing, like, it makes me feel better that we got COVID after coming out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Versus, like, it was like, oh, we went to the restaurant once.
And we, yeah.
We and there. We got, because that's not our cell. We haven't been to restaurants. We haven't, I mean, the only thing kind of like do is order out.
Yeah, yeah. Just
to pick up, you know, or, like, we'll go to Blue Rooster and get some.
Pizza.
Jalapeno pesto pizza.
That stuff's so good.
Which we might do tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, today's Friday. Let's go.
Yeah.
See if we can talk to Jill.
Right.
We could ask for her.
Oh, yeah. She might be there.
She might. She should. She's the owner.
But, you know, sometimes owners are like...
It's the one day a week they're open. She's
right.
Probably
that's
there.
That's true. She's probably there. I don't know what else. Like... On the agenda of running their tiny, like, farm.
Right. Watering stuff, I guess.
Yeah. You see her?
Oh, dang. Big cheeks.
Bottom lip.
Yeah, that bottom lip is superior. Hand underneath the head.
Yeah.
Left hand holding her elbow. That's a cute child.
I think
they're
with me, cute
baby. Yeah, we do. You know what? These Sun Devils might hit 42 points.
Jesus.
Two no points.
I mean, I didn't think it was
going to
be that bad.
No, honestly, I was thinking since U of A have had more games, albeit they've lost them all, the experience factor was going to be
a thing. I caught her kind of smirk.
Mid-smirk?
And your dimples.
Oh.
She's got your dimples.
Poor kid.
Aw.
She's cute.
Baby coos.
All right, I think that's our podcast.
All
right. If you like it, tell somebody. If not, don't worry about it.
Don't you worry about it. We'll be fine on our own.
You know what, but really, if you could just tell somebody to listen. Just like download one person. It. Just one or five.
Take your best friend's phone. Just download it.
Yeah.
Push play.
Or push subscribe. And then don't tell them about it, and in a couple weeks we'll have a couple more listeners. That'd be cool.
Yeah. And they'll have something cool to listen to on their phone.
Yeah, once in a while. Yeah, well, deuces.
Bye.